I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Today, conversations about race and policing. Perhaps no topic in these allegedly post-racial times so divides public opinion and the races as the subject of the interactions between minorities, particularly minority men, and law enforcement. We've had many conversations about this topic. Today, we have another in a story that is making headlines. Harvard University professor Henry Louis Gates, Jr., one of the country's most prominent scholars, a noted authority on African and African-American history, was arrested last week on his front porch in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Police responded to a 911 call that two black men were breaking into a house. The two men turned out to be Gates, who had just returned from an overseas trip and found his front door damaged, and his driver. In a few minutes, we are also going to hear from a young man who was stopped, frisked, and arrested by the New York City Police Department after exiting his own car. He sued. New York journalist Leonardo Blair tells us the rest of that story in a few minutes. But first, we are joined by Harvard Law Professor Charles Ogletree, who is representing Professor Gates in this matter. Professor Ogletree, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Michelle. Glad to be with you.
And Professor Ogletree, I just want to mention that there is a full statement by you on theroot.com. It is an online publication with which Professor Gates is involved. I also want to mention we did reach out to the Cambridge Police Department to ask them to participate in this conversation. They declined. They also declined to make any comment. So with that being said, Professor Ogletree, let's get a quick recounting of the facts. Professor Gates was returning from his international trip. Then what happened?
He was on his front porch with his driver, who was in a suit and a tie, and Professor Gates was in his usual polo shirt and khakis. The luggage was on his front porch, and he tried to open the door, and it was jammed. They tried to push it open. It didn't work. Professor Gates walked around to the back of his house, used his key, went into his house and opened the back door, turned off his alarm, made it back to the front door, and he and the driver tried to open the front door. It still didn't work. He came out again, and with the driver, they pushed and finally got the door open, and the driver carried his luggage in for him. Professor Gates gave him a tip. The driver then drove off. Professor Gates immediately called the Harvard Real Estate Management Office, which owns the property, told him his door had been damaged. Could someone get over and repair it? And as he was talking to the person there on the phone that waiting for someone to arrive, he saw a police officer at his front porch. And as he went to the front porch with the saying, somebody's here, and then the caller could hear him say that, the officer said, step outside, please. And he said, excuse me? He said, step outside. He says, I live here. My door was damaged, and I live here. He said, step outside, sir. He says, well, I'm not going to step outside. I'm Skip Gates. I live here. This is my house. And the officer said, show me some ID. There's been a report of a burglary in progress. He said, I live here, and I'll get you my ID. Professor Gates went back to this kitchen, picked up his wallet, and pulled out his Harvard ID with the photograph, his Massachusetts valid driver's license with the photograph and his address, and the officer was behind him. He had come into the house. Professor Gates handed the officer both forms of ID, and the officer still talked to him about the fact there was a report of a burglary, even though Professor Gates had identified it was his house, those were his photographs. And yet the officer continued to tell him about there had been a crime or alleged crime at the scene. Professor Gates says, this is very upsetting, and I want to file a complaint. Give me your name and your badge number, sir. And our officer refused to give me any information. He repeated that several times. And then he said, are you doing this because I'm a black man and you're a white police officer in my own house? And just about that time, other police officers showed up on his porch. Those police officers included Harvard University police officers. And he said, ask them. They know me. I live here. He walked to the front and said, you guys know me, right? They said, yes, Professor Gates. This is not our case, and we know you live here. And then he went on and said, call the chief, meaning please call the Harvard University chief, Bud Riley, and tell him what's going on here at my house. And as he stepped out, the officer who'd come, who'd asked for ID and got ID, and once he stepped out of his house, he said, now you've achieved my wish. And he said, you're under arrest. Placed him under arrest, put handcuffs behind him. Professor Gates says, please, I can't walk without my cane. You have to change these handcuffs. Another officer changed them and put them from behind him to front of him. And someone went into his house and got his cane. They took him to the Cambridge Police Station, where he stayed for 4 hours, and I was with him for most of the time that he was there.
How is he, by the way?
Yeah, he picked up a cold when he was in China. He was there studying the ancestral roots of Yo-Yo Ma, one of his subjects for the PBS documentary. And he's had heavy congestion since coming back. And so he's been traumatized by this. He's trying to get better. He's not going to be in his house at Cambridge anytime soon. He's here in the vineyard trying to rest and catch up with his filming and interviews.
You said that he was traumatized by this. If you could just explain that. There are those who might not understand that.
Well, you know, Professor Gates is a very prominent professor, not just here but nationally. He's never been arrested. And he certainly has never been arrested in his house and being accused of breaking into his own house. He produced two forms of ID, and he thought that was the end of the matter. He couldn't fathom the fact that with people who knew him, a neighborhood where he's lived for a long time, it was the middle of the day, they were both having luggage. And if you look at the police reports, they say things that are really amazing. Someone called, said they saw two black men with backpacks. Professor Gates didn't have a backpack. His driver had on a suit. And he had his luggage moving it into the house. And the reality is that he produced his ID. He didn't come outside, and thank God he didn't. And he wasn't required to come outside, and the officer never explained why he was there.
Let me just interrupt briefly to say, if you are just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Harvard Law Professor Charles Ogletree. We're speaking about the arrest of fellow faculty member Henry Louis Gates, Jr. He was arrested last week on the porch of his own home. The Cambridge police, who have declined to participate in our conversation, say that they were investigating a burglary. The police report says that Mr. Gates became agitated, that he said that he was that he essentially became disorderly, and that is the basis of the arrest. What is your response to that? What is his response to that?
Disorderly is a legal term, and you can look at the definition and see what happens. People can speak to officers. They can say what they want to say, didn't touch him, didn't point at him. He expressed his concern that he was being treated unfairly in his own house, and he was very concerned about that. And I think that once the we've been in touch. The team has been in touch with the city of Cambridge, the police department officials, and with the district attorney's office. And we really do hope that once they get a chance to look at all these facts, not just those that are in the police reports, but all the facts, it will be clear to them that no crime was committed by Professor Gates. And that there's no basis to go forward on any charge.
The police report says that Gates continued to yell at the officer, James Crowley, accusing me of racial bias, and continued to tell me I had not heard the last of him. And due to the tumultuous manner that Gates had exhibited in his residence, as well as his continued tumultuous behavior outside the residence in view of the public, I warned Gates that he was becoming disorderly. And I think that there were those who would listen to this and say, well, that Professor Gates, being, you know, an adult, would have just should have toned it down, as it were. So
think about that. What he should have done is to do as the officer required. Prove to me that you are who you say you are. He did that. He produced not one but two forms of identification. It had his photograph on both. It had the address that the officer had seen, had come to. In fact, the officer's report says he produced identification with the address of 17 Ware Street, which confirmed with the reported burglary. It's over then.
What is your take on this? As a person who has worked in this field for a very long time, you've supervised the public defender's office in Washington, D.C. You've both been an academic and a scholar and also worked as a practicing attorney. You continue to do so. What is your take on this?
Well, the take is that here is somebody in their own home. This person could be black, white, male, free male, female, rich, poor. And you're asked to do something important. You produce identification. There's no question at all that Professor Gates produced not one but two forms of identification. And the officer just was not convinced, based on the report, that this was a case that was over. And like anybody in your home in the middle of the day, and particularly coming back from a week in China and exhausted, you would be very upset that someone would not believe, based on what was produced, that you are who you are. And so this happens, Michelle, just thousands of times in every kind of home all around the country. It has nothing to do with whether it's black or white or male or female or religious difference. It's just that there's authority that was asserted in this circumstance. And Professor Gates, who had never been arrested, was sort of shocked and dismayed that this would happen to him. So he's feeling very frustrated now and hoping to get back to his work, but he has not been in good shape since coming from this long trip and having this first experience, placed in handcuffs, placed in a jail cell, and held for about 4 hours in the Cambridge Police Department.
The other impression that I get from your statement, which again is available on theroot.com in its entirety, is that Professor Gates was offended that the officer entered his residence, even though he told him he was about to comply with his request to produce identification. Was the officer within his rights to enter the residence uninvited?
He wasn't offended. He was surprised because the officer said, "Show me your identification." The officer was outside, and Professor Gates walked to pick up his ID. And the officer, without Professor Gates' knowledge, walked into his house, followed him, and he produced the ID. So it wasn't that he was trying to avoid the officer. He was doing exactly what he was commanded to do. If you don't believe me, let me give you what you need. And he produced that. But the whole idea of the officer coming into the house and following him, and then after seeing his ID, remaining there. And as it's clear, the Professor Gates went outside, and there was no arrest until Professor Gates stepped outside. Not in his house, because he couldn't.
How do you interpret that? How do you interpret that?
Because the
police report indicates that at the point at which he was arrested, Professor Gates had complied with the request and had turned over the identification.
Right.
So how do you interpret the fact that the officer continued to want Professor Gates to step outside? What do you think that was about?
The only way he could arrest him was to say he was doing something in a public space that violated the law. Right? I mean, if you read the report, it sounds like people were listening on the streets. That was the tumultuous behavior. And therefore, Professor Gates, by coming outside of his house on his own porch, was now in a public place and talking about the questions of this arrest. And then he's arrested and not charged with breaking and entering, but charged with, of all things, disorderly conduct. And I hope you will read that statute and post it. Look at all the ways that they could, you know, threats, violence, all the things that could have happened, all they could say is tumultuous behavior.
We need to take a short break, but we're going to ask Professor Charles Ogletree to please stay with us. Professor Ogletree is a professor at Harvard Law School who's representing fellow professor Henry Louis Gates, who was arrested at his home last week. We're also going to hear from a reporter who was arrested by the New York City Police Department after exiting his own car. We'll find out what happened in his case. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Please stay with us. I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, it's a special mom's conversation. A new book explores the joys and the pains, and yes, we can admit it, there are pains of being a grandmother. And we talk about the special steps gay parents need to take to ensure their children are taken care of in the event of the death of a parent. Those conversations are a little later in the program. But first, we're continuing our conversation about the arrest last week of Harvard University professor Henry Louis Gates, Jr. He was arrested last week at his home in Cambridge, accused by Cambridge police of becoming disorderly after they entered his home demanding identification. They said they were investigating a break-in. He was, as we said earlier, in his own home, having just returned from a trip abroad. We're speaking with Harvard Law Professor Charles Ogletree, who is representing Professor Gates in this matter. And in a few minutes, we're also going to hear from Leonardo Blair. He's a former reporter for the New York Post who was arrested by New York City police after exiting his own car. We're going to hear from him in just a few minutes. But first, just a couple more questions, Professor Ogletree. There are those who will say that, yes, these are common interactions between the police and an individual. And they will say that it is the duty of both parties to be respectful to each other. And they will say that if Professor Gates failed to address the officer respectfully, then he also shares some responsibility for this interaction. I would just like to get your comment on that, because as you mentioned, this is something we have discussed quite a lot. It seems to be an ongoing issue. And if you would just offer your perspective on this.
Well, my perspective is very simple. This was a very traumatic experience for Professor Gates. And it would be for anybody in a situation like that. And the police have their job to do, and I'm glad that they do it, that they protect and serve the community. And there's something called judgment and perspective, that when you get a sense that this is the right man, I'm in his house, he's in his house, he's produced identification, what more is there in terms of a case? And what's wrong for a person asking, will you show me your ID and tell me who you are, because I want to file a complaint? It couldn't be clearer. I want to file a complaint because I don't think that you followed the right procedure. I want to file a complaint. And the officer did not provide that information to him. Look at the officer's own statement about what he said and did not say to Professor Gates. And the reality is that, as some have been falsely reporting, he refused to show his ID. Never, never. Professor Gates produced his ID when the officer requested it, and the officer came into his house and looked at both of them. So it's one of those things where you're trying to weigh, is this all about this Harvard professor against this hardworking police officer, or is it more to it? And I think the public can judge the whole circumstances and figure out Professor Lewis Henry Gates, Henry Lewis Gates, is not a criminal. He didn't commit a crime, and he shouldn't find himself being prosecuted for expressing his disappointment and, in a sense, shock that he finds himself coming from China and within 30 minutes of landing in his house, find himself in handcuffs and taken to the Cambridge Police Department. That's a hard experience to explain away as a misunderstanding.
How do you feel this case should be resolved?
The charges should be dropped, and I think that the real issue is that how do we figure out a better way that police can do their jobs and communities' values can be respected. And I think in light of historical issues in this city, in this college town, in other cities around the country, this needs to be addressed to help everybody, not just Professor Gates, but help the police department, help the citizens to make sure they can fight crime appropriately and that people's basic human dignity is respected.
Harvard Law Professor Charles Ogletree joined us on the phone. He was kind enough to interrupt his vacation to do so. We thank you for that. He's representing fellow Harvard professor Henry Lewis Gates, Jr., who was arrested at his home last week in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Professor Ogletree, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.